Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 2, verses 27 and 28. Jesus said to them, "The Sabbath was made to meet the needs of people, and not the people to meet the requirements of the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even over the Sabbath." Some years ago, I spent a couple of months living in Mea Shearim in Jerusalem, which is home to a very large number of ultra-Orthodox Jews. I very soon learned, to my surprise, that the Sabbath begins late afternoon on Friday. It begins when the first star is seen in the sky, and from that moment, the shops shut and people are at home to begin their rituals to mark the start of the Sabbath. There's something incredibly special about setting aside one day in seven as a day of rest. This was the example that God had set when he created the world, and the law of Moses protected the day with a penalty for anyone who worked on the Sabbath. Over the centuries, the laws of the Sabbath were developed extensively, and by the time of Jesus, there were scores of laws which regulated people's activities on the day. There were essentially 39 forms of work, which ranged from burning, writing and erasing, to washing, sewing and cooking. The Pharisees were strict observers of the Sabbath, and in their eagerness to trip Jesus up, they carefully observed the activities of Jesus and his disciples on the Sabbath. When they spotted the disciples walking through a field and breaking off the heads of grain to eat, they had their moment. The disciples were caught red-handed and were guilty of a number of Sabbath violations, including walking and reaping. Jesus' response to the Pharisees was to indicate that they had completely missed the point. God had given the gift of the Sabbath in order to be a blessing to people, not to tie them up in legal tangles. In a society that's busy 7 days a week, we have a real challenge to keep Sunday special. But in doing so, we'll receive many blessings. We need to work hard at ensuring that it doesn't get squeezed into the mold of the other 6 days. So let me ask you a question. What more could you do to make your Sunday special? And now let's pray together. Lord God, we thank you for the gift of our Sundays. Help us to use them in order to get to know you better. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.